Sometimes the most sophisticated sounding music is the simplest. Take this tune. The clarinet starts the melody over a gentle blanket of strings, and soon it seems to float on its own accord. That's from the third movement of Brahms' First Symphony, the featured work on the next Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concert. Brahms was a master of orchestration, finding just the right combination of instruments to make an effect. The repeat of the clarinet theme suddenly appears in the violins. And then, as a contrast, the woodwinds and strings lob three notes back and forth. As the dance winds down, so does the tempo. Brahms believed in pure music without a storyline. But even though he would be the last one to attach an image to his music, there has to be a storm brewing at the start of this finale. With the downpour finished, the clouds part, and we hear a solo French horn playing what was once an Alpine shepherd's call. The trombones, after being silent until this point in the symphony, offer up a chorale. And then comes the grand theme. Brahms had to invent a melody worthy of the occasion. He said he felt the shadow of Beethoven and was burdened by the comparison. But many music lovers regard this as Beethoven's 10th symphony. The melody is that compelling. Thank you. The Kalamazoo Symphony takes great satisfaction in playing this piece. Every emotional element is there, along with Brahms' sure sense of construction. An energetic coda propels the music forward and reaches a return of the trombone choir's chorale before the symphony comes to a close. Brahms' First Symphony shares the stage with music of Beethoven, Mendelssohn, and Berlioz on the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert. I know it will lift you up.